Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Hijr. There is primarily one text of this narrative which is reported with two different chains of narration, and one of them is found in Salawi's Tafsir and the other one is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir. I'll first read out a text of this narrative before you, which both of these chains of narration shall be discussed later on, and I should also like to mention that both these narratives are allegedly reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the words of the text are: Man qara'a surat al-Hijr kana lahu min al-ajri 'ashru hasanatin bi'adad al-muhajirin wal-ansar wal-mustahzi'ina bi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person who recites Surah Hijr, then he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds for every muhajir, for every person who migrated from Medina, and for every ansar. We know that the ansar were a tribe of Medina. So for every person who migrated to Medina, and for every person from among the ansar, and similarly for all those who made fun of the Prophet Muhammad. So for each of these categories, for each of these people, that person will be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. This narrative, I'm afraid, has been regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar because of the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following details recorded in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that Salam is laysa bishay, and at another place his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. And Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if. Similarly, Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk. And another comment of Imam Nasai is that he's laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi says that he's za'iful hadith jiddan. And another comment of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he is kazzab, that he's a liar. So we can see why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted and absolutely baseless. It cannot be ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because people have themselves made it up. Now, as far as the other chain of narration is concerned, it is found in Salabi's Tafsir, and as I said earlier on, the text is exactly the same. However, the weakness here is because of the existence of two different narrators, and one of them is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and the other one is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid. As far as Makhlad is concerned, he is regarded to be Za'iful Hadith by Abu Hatim, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkarul Hadith Jiddan. Similarly, about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following details from various hadith authorities, from various rijal authorities. Thus, for example, we have different comments about him from Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He is reported to have said that he is Laysa bil Khawi, Laysa bil Shay, and Za'iful Hadith. Similarly, we have a number of comments from Yahya ibn Ma'in about this person, Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and they are Laysa bi Zakal Kawi, Za'if, Za'ifun fi Kulli Shay, Laysa bi Shay, and Laysa bi Hujja. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al Juzjani says that he's Wahil Hadith, Za'if, and La Yuhtajju bihi. And in the opinion of Abu Zura, he's Laysa bil Kawi, and Imam Nasai and Hafiz ibn Hajar regard him to be Za'if. So in the presence of this data, of course, we can see that this narrative too, as recorded by Salabi, cannot be correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all in all, we need to totally disregard this narrative because it has absolutely no basis. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, this can best be achieved if we read the surah with a good translation, if we try to understand it. So unless we understand what the Almighty wants to say to us, of course we will not be able to have a very living relationship with the Almighty. We need to have that strong relationship, and that can only be established if we understand what we are reading. And people are advised that we must at all times try to read a surah with a good translation if we are not able to understand its Arabic. And also, as a result, we will be able to reflect on its meanings and decipher the message it has for us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.